Baby Basics is a volunteer-led project aiming to support new mothers and families who are struggling to meet the financial and practical burden of looking after a new baby. Baby Basics started in Sheffield in the spring of 2009, and there's an ever-increasing network of Baby Basics centres across the country, each staffed by a committed team of volunteers. And now Baby Basics has come to Billericay, and here to tell us all about it is Jane Robb. Good afternoon, Jane.
Hi, great to be here.
Well, thank you for coming in on this hot, sweaty day. It's a bit humid, isn't it? But it's nice in here.
You've got a lovely air-conditioned place. Wonderful. I'll stay here all afternoon, I think.
Okay, well, you'll be very welcome. So anyway, how did you get involved in bringing Baby Basics to Billericay?
Well, it was probably in the summer last year. I felt a real... I'm a Christian. I just felt a real prompting to investigate what it would look like to get the project set up in Billericay. I knew there was one operating out of Chelmsford, so I popped along to have a look at that and thought, well, it's great, but I can't do it on my own.
Right.
So took a bit of time just checking out who else was available to get involved as volunteers. And then we just kind of press go.
Okay. So when was the go button pressed?
So we had to have training, which was interesting during COVID, as you can imagine.
Yeah.
So that was all done from the central team up in Sheffield via Zoom, the wonderful thing that we've all got used to, love it and hate it.
Yeah, I did a speed awareness course by Zoom.
Did you? Yeah. I mean, but what it did do was it meant that we could do the training in January. And we actually went live for donations in March, renovated the room we'd been given, got shelving in, all the paraphernalia that we needed to store the equipment, and then actually went live for referrals because we're a referral-based organisation, or project, I should say, and we went live for referrals back in April this year.
Okay, so it's still early days, really.
Very early days.
Okay, but tell us what it's all about then. Can you describe what the whole operation's about?
Yeah, so basically, as you said in your introduction, it's providing some practical resource for families or often single mums who are financially challenged, and having babies, well, providing for babies is very, very expensive.
Yeah.
There's lots of stuff that you need, and so it's just getting in donations from people for those baby clothes that they love but they want them to see go to a good home.
Mm-hmm.
And then we put together a Moses basket starter kit is what we call it, and in that Moses basket there are clothing for baby, muslins, towels, nappies, toiletries for baby, and some nice toiletries and treats for mum, because they've probably had a bit of a rough time.
So who exactly is the scheme for?
Well, as I say, it's for those that are struggling to provide for the basic needs of life, but we have to operate through referrals.
Right.
So we have referrals from any healthcare professional or charity that's working with vulnerable families, or places like the food bank or churches, anybody that is working alongside a vulnerable woman or family. We don't give directly to them, it's through the referrer, because they've got a whole other load of needs that we can't meet,
but those people
that are working with them can.
Right, so people can't really come direct to you for help? No,
no, they can't directly refer, but in our locality, we have messaged out as much as we can to health visitors and midwives, so people in our area are aware we exist. So if somebody was aware of a friend, or they themselves were, you know, struggling to get together the stuff they needed for their new baby, they could go to their midwife or health visitor and ask to be referred in.
Okay. So, I mean, where does all the stuff come from? I think you've got an army of people knitting for you and stuff like that.
We have. I think lockdown probably helped us with that. But just incredible donations from people in our community. We've got a Facebook page.
Right.
And we do put up on there what we need when we need it. At one point, we had to close to donations because we had so much stuff.
Really?
And we weren't getting the referrals in, but we're now opened again for donations. And so it's just people who have got really good quality things that they want to know are going to a good home. So many people say when they bring them, it's just lovely to know that it's going to go to a good home.
Absolutely, yeah, yeah. I was talking to a friend of mine who does some voluntary work in a charity shop. Now, I don't know if you get any stuff stuff from charity shops, but she was saying that they've been told, especially with Moses baskets, they're not allowed to resell them and they have to dispose of them.
So
is that something that you sort of get involved with? Or?
So, yes. Yeah, so we do take in Moses baskets.
Right.
They have to be checked. So we have a checking process to make sure that they are still robust enough to be used.
Sure.
Sometimes the wicker gets stretched or the handles are a bit frayed. So we have thrown a lot away, but there's a lot that we've kept. And we provide a brand new mattress for every single Moses basket. So that comes out of funding that we've been given. We have to provide a brand new mattress for every Moses basket.
Sure.
so that it's clean. We keep it all in the wrapper as well, so that the mum's reassured when she gets it that
Absolutely.
it's all good to go.
Yeah, sounds wonderful. Now, you work alongside midwives, health visitors and other professional groups to target the support where it's most needed. What sort of feedback have you had from the professionals?
So last week before last, we actually gave out 7 Moses baskets. 3 were going to a refuge in Basildon and 3 were going to a women's refuge in Thurrock.
Right.
So they had them on standby for when women arrived.
Good.
And the midwife that turned up to collect them was absolutely overwhelmed when she saw them. We do them so they look like a beautiful gift. It's not just all thrown in there. And it's ribboned up. So it just looks really special because, as I say, those women have often gone through an awful lot and been very brave to decide often that they're going to keep their babies.
Absolutely. I've seen the pictures of them on your Facebook page. Yeah, they do look nice, look very nice. So how many people do you think you've helped so far?
So far, we have handed out 8-9 Moses baskets. We did get an unusual request a little while ago from one of the contacts that we'd made, that they'd come across an 8-month-old baby that was sleeping in a pram top because there was no space in the home for a cot.
Oh.
Well, it was in the heat in June, so that was really unsafe for the baby. And she said, "Have you got any travel cots?" Well, we didn't, but we had some money in the bank.
Right.
So we arranged for a brand new travel cot and mattress and bedding to be sent to the health visitor so she could give it to that family. So that's another one we've helped with, though it's not kind of with the Moses basket, but just supporting where we can.
Yeah, fantastic. Absolutely fantastic. So if anyone wants to get involved, how can people help? What are your needs at the moment?
So on our Facebook page, we put up every couple of weeks what our needs are.
All right.
So, just look at us on Facebook, Billericay Baby Basics, and you'll find the current list of stuff that we need. And it will vary depending on whether we've had a lot of knitting in or whether we've had a lot of Moses baskets in. It'll always depend on what our needs are.
Right, okay. And cash donations, presumably?
Yes, so people can email us at billericaybabybasics.com and we have got information for them to Bax transfer money over to us if that's how they wish to give it to us. So yes, we accept cash donations.
Okay, well, we'll put all that on the Phoenix FM website.
Brilliant.
Later today.
Thank you.
So what about volunteers? Have you got enough people helping you at the moment?
So at the moment we do have, with, I know the restrictions have just lifted, but obviously with COVID we were very careful of how many we had in our little room. We don't have a big premises that we operate out of.
Right.
So at the moment we do have sufficient volunteers. I guess the need is donations, really. That's where
Fair
people
enough.
Can get involved if they want to.
Yeah.
And if they're healthcare professionals and they know of another healthcare professional, you know, to kind of spread the word.
Yeah, absolutely. Fine. You mentioned you work out of the community hub in Billericay, which also houses the food bank and the Billericay Street Pastors. Is there any crossover there? Do you sort of help each other out?
Absolutely.
Does Phil Norton get in the way?
Phil Norton is brilliant. He's a great advocate for us. We've known Phil for years anyway. So, yes, there is stuff that will be donated to Baby Basics that we can't use for whatever reason. And so we either pass that back via the food bank if it's that kind of thing, or other connections that Phil has with needy families. Mm. So nothing is wasted. And vice versa, if we know of a needy situation, we can then refer into the food bank for them to have additional support. Yeah. So very much cross-working. That's what this is all about.
That's brilliant. And it's a great place, great atmosphere there.
It is brilliant. Yeah. No, we're right at the back. We're tucked right in at the back. But it's just an amazing space, and it's great what it's doing in the community.
Yeah, totally, absolutely. What about plans for the future? Where do you see this going?
Well, I think it's making people aware, particularly healthcare professionals and those working with vulnerable women, that we are around. I think during COVID, there was probably not as many home visits as there had been. So perhaps some need wasn't perhaps as obvious as it would have been if people had visited homes. So I think initially, we're going to stick with our 0 to 3 months, which is what we do. Other baby basics around the country do up to 5 years, so they will do prams and cots and toddler clothes, as I say, up to 5 years. We've not got, A, the space for that at the moment, and the advice is to start small and to go steady. Yeah. So that's what we're planning on doing at the moment, to do what we do very well, and then if there is expansion, then again, to do that well.
Yeah, well, you know, in the short time you've been going and with the pandemic, I think you've done really, really well. I think it's excellent.
So, it's been a joy, actually. Yeah. And I get to see lots of lovely baby clothes. So, I mean, who cannot love that?
Oh, lovely. Brilliant. So, lastly, then, how can people contact you if they feel you can be of help? You've got a Facebook group and email.
We have. Yeah? So via our Facebook page and also our email that I mentioned. So it's billericaybabybasics@gmail.com. So very, very easy. So that's how people can get hold of us.
That's brilliant. Well, absolutely fantastic. As if anyone's missed any of that, we'll put it all up on the Phoenix FM website later today and spread it all around social media and try and get the word out as best
absolutely.
We can.
Absolutely.
Thank you, Jane. That is very good. Absolutely brilliant. Well done, and keep up the good work, please.
Thank you.
All right. That's Jane Robb from Billericay Baby Basics.